Stay tuned for the power of Pentecost. I'm strong in the Lord and the power of His might. From Mount Vernon, Illinois, I'm Pastor Dennis Myers, and Sister Linda's at the piano, and we welcome you to the power of Pentecost, a time of refreshing in the presence of the Lord. Let's sing, pray, following His word. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. He has done great things. He has done great things. He has done great things. Bless His holy name. And we bring you choice Christian greetings in Jesus' name. Thank you for worshiping with us, and I just invite you to stay tuned for the whole 30 minutes while we endeavor to worship and lift up the name of Jesus. We want you to sing and pray and follow in His word, interact with us, and let's just have a great time of worship. And by the time this service has come over, we want you to be able to testify that you have been in the presence of the Lord. Let's go to the Word of God to begin today's broadcast. Romans 8:14 says, "As for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." Praise the Lord for the wonderful words of life. If you will, have your notepad and pencil ready for some contact information, and I hope you're able to tell someone else about our broadcast ministry from time to time. Well, we're singing from the Sing His Praise hymnal. Let's go to page 236. Let's celebrate and shout and rejoice. He brought me out.
My heart was distressed neath Jehovah's dread frown, and low in the pit where my sins dragged me down, I cried to the Lord from the deep miry clay, who tenderly brought me out to golden day. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise. Hallelujah. He placed me upon the strong rock by His side. My steps were established, and here I'll abide. No danger of falling while here I remain, but stand by His grace until the crown I gain. He gave me a song, 'twas a new song of praise. By day and by night, its sweet notes I will raise. My heart's overflowing, I'm happy and free. I'll praise my Redeemer who has rescued me. He brought me out of the miry clay. a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah. I'll sing of his wonderful mercy to me. I'll praise him till all men his goodness shall see. I'll sing of salvation at home and abroad, till many shall hear the truth and trust in God. I'll tell of the pit with its gloom and despair. I'll praise the dear Father who answered my prayer. I'll sing my new song, the glad story of love. Then join in the chorus with the saints above. He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on the rock to stay. He puts a song in my soul today, a song of praise, hallelujah.
And I trust that that song of praise you're singing right now with us. Praise the Lord, a new song of praise. The Bible teaches us that the Lord inhabits the praises of his people. So if you want to be in the presence of the Lord, just praise him and worship him and bless his holy name. Let's get ready for prayer time. We always want to gather around the long altar and seek the Lord while he may be found. As we pray on each broadcast and you join with us, just remember our faith is linked with your faith, and we're lifting up our voices to God at the same time you're lifting up your voice to God. And we're all lifting up our faith together in one mind and one accord. It's like a strong rope, a rope with many, many strings, a thick rope. It cannot be broken. You might break just one string like a kite string, but you will not break that rope if all those strings have been twined together. Hallelujah. Reading today from Hebrews 12:28. Wherefore, we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear. Let's be in prayer today for our churches and our services and our ministers, whether they're song evangelists or whether they're Sunday school teachers or whether they're pastors preaching or an evangelist in a revival, a missionary on a foreign field. Let's pray for those that are laboring in the ministry. Let's pray for our services that we'll worship the Lord together. His word will go forth. His praises will be lifted. And by the day is over, you'll be glad you've been in the house of the Lord. We thank you, Lord, today that we are receiving a kingdom that cannot be moved. Lord, I pray that I'll have grace whereby I might serve the Lord acceptably and with godly fear. I thank you, Lord, for your wonderful presence we sense here today. We're so thankful, Lord, that we can be led by the Spirit of God and be recognized as the Son of God. Lord, we're so thankful that we've not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption. Thereby we cry, Abba, Father. May those messages go forth in great power today. Lord, we pray for all those in the ministry that I've mentioned. And we pray for our churches as we gather together in Jesus' name today. I pray, Father, that you'll just reach down in every heart and life. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you'll stir each one. Bless those, Lord, that come in the house of the Lord. Lord, those that are unsaved that will gather in the house of the Lord in the next service. I pray, Father, that you'll convict them of their sins. I pray that you'll speak to them in the name of Jesus. I pray that you'll plead with them, and this will be the day that many repent. Lord, let the music be anointed and flow under the unction of the Holy Spirit. Lord, let the prayers be heard. Let the testimonies rejoice. Lord, bless the preaching of the word. Let it go forth in great power. Lord, deliver it to souls. Let them hear the gospel like they've never heard it before. Use each man, woman of God that's proclaiming the truth today. Lord, I just pray that your will be done. Have liberty in our churches, we pray, and we'll thank you in Jesus' name. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Let's sing it again. Oh yes, I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I've got on the righteousness of God, and I'm gonna win every battle that I fight. I'm strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Hallelujah. Thank you for singing that with us. We've used that for a theme song for a long time. Be ready for some contact information, if you will. Here's one entitled, These Are They. While upon the Isle of Patmos, John beheld a glorious sight, a number which no man could number, praising God both day and night. These are they who've won the battle. These are they who stood the test, robed in garments pure and spotless, the redeemed, the pure and blessed. Nevermore will they know hunger, nevermore will they know pain, no tears will ever dim their vision, no sad goodbyes are said again. Oh, these are they who've won the battle. These are they who stood the test, robed in garments pure and spotless, the redeemed, the pure and blessed. These are they, who've won the battle. These are they who've stood the test. Robed in garments pure and spotless, the redeemed, the pure and blessed. Well, John beheld a multitude which no man could number, out of every nation, kingdom, and tribe. Praise the Lord. I'm sure if you could look that crowd over, your heart is right with God. You can find yourself somewhere in that crowd. John was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day when God showed him all of these things. Oh, it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. He was put out on the Isle of Patmos as punishment, but God was there. And even on the Lord's Day, when John was probably having the worst day or one of the worst days of his life, he still tells us, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. Well, on the Lord's Day, what kind of a spirit are you in? It is the Lord's Day. What kind of an attitude do you have? Are you worried? Are you saying, this is the worst day I've ever had? Even if it's the worst day you ever had, John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's Day. And you're not out on the Isle of Patmos' punishment, left there to die. You're here and ready to go, and I hope ready to go to the house of the Lord. Let me encourage you all I can to go be with the saints of God. Well, thank you for worshiping with us each week at the same time. Remember, we have a daily program also, and if you can't get it on the radio, you can go to our website, www.pentecostalradio.org. Click listen online and hear the service anytime. And then you can click donate on the front page and make a contribution with your debit or credit card if you would like to do that. If you would like to send a card or letter, money order, check, after you've given to your church and taken care of your family, send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. And then you can always call or text 618-214-1410. And if for some reason we don't answer, leave a message and we'll call you right back. All right, I'll try to give you some more of that before we leave the air. Have your Bible open to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6. Here's one entitled, You Better Hurry Up.
Christ has gone a home to prepare up beyond the blue sky. It must be so wonderfully fair, never seen a mortal eye. We know soon he's coming again from his heavenly throne. We shall leave this earthly domain when he comes to claim his own. Better hurry up. To be slow, if you want to ride on the glory cloud with the Savior and his chosen crowd, you better hurry up. Yes, hurry up. Get ready to go. Give your heart to Jesus today. Refuse. Let him wash your sins all away. He's the only one to choose. Do not wait until it's too late. Let him be your true guide. Enter in at that mercy's right gate. It is standing open wide. You better hurry up. Yes, hurry up. Get ready to go. You better hurry up. Yes, hurry up. No time to be slow. If you want to ride on the glory cloud with the Savior and his chosen crowd, you better hurry up. Yes, hurry up. Get ready to go. You better hurry up. Yes, hurry up. Get ready to go. You better hurry up. Yes, hurry up. No time to be slow. If you want to ride on the glory. glory cloud. With the Savior and his chosen crowd, you better hurry up.
Yes, hurry up.
Get ready to go.
Praise the Lord. In the book of Ephesians, chapter 6 and verse 10, we just sang Ephesians 6:10 just a little bit ago. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, having done all to stand. Stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith you shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. Take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching thereunto with all perseverance and supplication for all saints, and for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, and therein I may speak boldly as I ought to speak, but that ye also may know my affairs and how I do. Tychicus, a beloved brother and faithful minister of the Lord, shall make known unto you all things, whom I have sent unto you for the same purpose, that you might know our affairs and that you might comfort your hearts. He goes on to say, peace be to the brethren and love with faith from God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Grace be with them all that love our Lord Jesus Christ in sincerity. Amen. Well, we read quite a bit of scripture, and I mentioned some thoughts from this on last week's broadcast, and I'll probably have some more information for you concerning this on the next broadcast. But we are in a warfare. The Christians are involved in a warfare. The filling of the Spirit affects both life, and it also affects the labor of the believer. The work of God is a spiritual work, and it requires the power of the Holy Spirit to accomplish it. The walk of the believer is a spiritual walk, and it requires the power of the Holy Spirit to fulfill it. The warfare of the believer is a spiritual warfare, and it requires the power of the Holy Spirit to fight it. I want you to know the church's adversary is in this conflict. As Paul told us in verse 12, we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, and against spiritual wickedness in high places. We are in an adversary with the devil. The devil is the person of our adversary, and he is a real devil. He's not just some man that's put on a red suit with horns and carrying a pitchfork around. The devil is a real devil. He was cast out of heaven because he tried to overthrow God. And Isaiah mentioned, I saw Satan fall from heaven as lightning. Don't ever get comfortable with the devil. Don't ever get comfortable with the fact that the devil is not real, because he is as real as God himself. Yes, he is taking a position as our adversary. He is known as the God of this world. And I want you to know he is waging war against us. We hear of wars and rumors of wars in the last days. Almost every day on the news, you hear of some sort of conflict, some sort of an attack, some sort of war. But I want you to know that the devil is engaged in a warfare against the saints of God that is much more fierce and much more powerful than the warfare of human against human. Yes, that is his position. He is fighting. We are fighting a good fight of faith, but we are fighting him. He will steal our faith. If we allow him, our faith will dwindle and we'll lose our faith and not have any hope. Our adversary has powerful, but one thing about him having power, he is not all powerful and he is not omnipotent. He may be known as the God of this world, but he is not the Almighty God. Someone made a statement, well, the devil is mighty and God is the Almighty. I want you to know today the devil really doesn't have any power, even though he may testify as to have some power, because Jesus said all power in heaven and in earth is given to me. Yes, he is fighting with angelic forces. He is fighting our humanistic forces, and he is fighting our spiritual forces. He is out to destroy us. Flesh and blood, principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in high places. No wonder Paul goes on to say to take the whole armor of God. His purpose is to defeat the servants of God. His purpose is to defile the saints of God. And his purpose is to doom sinners from God. What about it today? You that are engaged in this warfare, those of you that profess to be followers of Jesus Christ, are you really in the fight, or are you just standing back, watching the fight, sitting on the bleachers, cheering on your team that you want to win, such as the world does in a ball game or that type thing? I want you to know today, friend, he is out to defeat us. He is out to defile us. He is out to doom us. We have to be on guard all the time. No wonder we are to put on the whole armor of God. We have got to do all we can do to stand and to fight and to win victory over the wiles of the devil. This is not a recreation room. It's a battlefield, brother. It's a fight and not a game. The song says, run if you want to, run if you will, but I came here to stay. On next broadcast, the Lord willing, we're going to discuss the fact that our armor is complete. Not only are we engaged in a battle, but I want you to know that the Lord has provided armor for us. We are victors through Jesus Christ, our Lord. We are onward Christian soldiers marching on to war with the cross of Jesus. Hallelujah. We cannot lose this battle if we stay in the fight. So let's fight our adversary. Let's fight his conflict. Let's stand against him today, and let's let the Lord bring victories to us. You've been worshiping with us on the Power of Pentecost. Thank you for being here. Send any mail to the Power of Pentecost, Post Office Box 100, Mount Vernon, Illinois, 62864. Call or text 618-214-1410. The website, www.pentecostalradio.org. You can remember, it's a fearful thing to fall into the hands of a living God. You've been endued with power from on high, the power of Pentecost.
You better hurry up.
Yes, hurry up.
Get ready to go.
You better
hurry up.
Yes, hurry up.
No. no time to be slow.